This show is powered by BL3P, the Lightning-enabled European Bitcoin exchange.
Collect the build.
Tom, Lightning Checkout, the Netherlands.
If we look at btcmap.org, it looks like the Netherlands is one of the leading countries in terms of shops and merchants accepting Bitcoin. Does this make you a proud Dutchie?
Yes.
Breaking Bad is an American crime drama television series created and produced by Vince Gilligan, known to be one of the best television series of all time. Do you know that the DEA helped out and even taught Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul how to cook meth?
Nope.
Has the homemade candy dispenser powered by LM Bits made you a millionaire in sets already?
Nope.
It's only money when you can buy a beer with it. It's a famous quote. We were told that you love to drink beer. Are you planning on building your own Lightning beer tap?
Yes.
Barbecue is a term used with significant regional and national variations to describe various cooking methods to use live fire and smoke to cook the food. The term is also generally applied to the devices associated with those methods. The broader cuisines that these methods produce are the meals or gatherings at which the style of food is cooked and served. The cooking methods associated with barbecuing vary significantly, but most involve outdoor cooking. Do you also barbecue during the winter?
Yes.
South Africa is leading the Bitcoin revolution in the continent of Africa, but besides these great innovations, it also has a beautiful scenery and nice climate. Is South Africa your perfect holiday destination?
Yes.
Can you recommend others to heat their homes with a Bitcoin miner?
Yes.
Will Feyenoord Rotterdam be the champion of the Dutch Eredivisie this season?
Yes.
A bosse bol, or just called chocolate bol, in its city of origin is a pastry from the Dutch city of Den Bosch. It is effectively a large profit roll cream puff about 12 centimeters in diameter, somewhat larger than a tennis ball, filled with whipped cream and coated entirely or almost entirely with usually dark chocolate fondant icing. Do you like to eat a bosse bol?
Yes.
Are you Satoshi Nakamoto?
No.
Welcome to the Connect the World weekly podcast. I'm Edward.
And I'm Steph. We are ready to take you with us into the beautiful world of the Lightning Network.
Enjoy the ride. This is episode 65 of Connect the World. Steph, good that you're here. And Tom,
thanks.
This show is made possible by our friends from BL3P, Bitonic. Thanks, guys, for helping us to complete our mission. And if you also want to help us out with our mission, follow us on Twitter, subscribe at YouTube, or find us if you have some questions in our Telegram groups or on our website, connectheworld.live. And of course, you can donate if you like. You're always welcome.
Conecta el mundo.
Well, we want to react on all those 10 questions. But firstly, we have a highlight this week. And the highlight is about Mesh, because they have some new things coming up. Let me introduce them, what they are. Because Mesh provides you a digital Bitcoin and Lightning Network wallet to enjoy and support amazing experiences on the internet. It lets you monetize, pay or donate for content across the internet with desktop or mobile. No downloads required for users, and creators can start with a very easy snippet of code that they can use on their entire site. And I want to show something because they have Ghost Checkout. That's a new thing. And let me show it first. Okay. let's have a look.
I am hanging on your lips at what say we used to say in Holland.
Yeah, I'm hanging on your lips. It's something Johan Cruyff always says, things like that. Okay, let's start.
Yeah.
This is my screen. And you see here the website from MASH. So it's all about monetization. And let me show you this one. They have a lot of examples on their website, including our website, where you can test it. So please test it. And I know you will like it. And they have a guide, of course, where you can find all the information needed. So it's also for developers, of course, because then you can use it on your website. We have a dashboard with our creator login. Here you can see all the things that you can do. A nice boost animation there. And I wanted to show this because connecting MASH with all these platforms, WordPress, Squarespace, TypeDream, it's super easy. You can choose your platform and then choose where do you want your wallet to appear or your MASH instance. And then you receive the code to use it online. And now I will show you our website also has the boost button on our website. So you can boost and give us some sats if you like our content. If you're using it for the first time and MASH is integrated on a website, you see this welcome screen. It's a wizard that explains it because the most important thing is that everybody can use it. Also, people aren't into Lightning or Bitcoin. I've met Jesse Berger one time on a Quick Talk, and he wrote this book, Internet Money. I wanted to show this as an example because if you go down the rabbit hole, you want to read this chapter and you want to, you can go to next chapter, you can unlock it or give a boost if you like the content. If I want to unlock it, then I receive here information with the Lightning MASH wallet on the website. And the interesting thing, that's the ghost checkout. You don't need to have an account. You can pay with another Lightning wallet. So you can use your Cash App or your wallet of Satoshis or whatever you have. For instance, this one. Oh, yeah. I wanted to show this in action,
so,
of course.
So before you you must have an account
I'm gonna pay
with
now.
MASH in order to use MASH, yeah. Right? And now you can use whatever Lightning
Indeed.
Wallet you want.
Yeah. I will show you the when you're logged in.
Oh,
so I'm
you're
paying now.
Going to demonstrate this live on television.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Freaking
there
man.
It is.
Oh, it works.
Payment complete.
Oh, yeah.
And I really love the boost because here, and then I'm going to pay for the boost. So this shows, of course, how easy it is. But if you have a login, you can also set a budget. So you're never paying too much.
Have you ever used something like this ton, pay per article or pay per view or something like that using Bitcoin? Or
yes, on Bitcoin Focus.
The newsletter. You're also writing for a Dutch newsletter, right?
I don't write for it, but we implemented the paywall for them.
Paywall.
Oh, and also interesting to know because that's what I really like. That even if you're you don't have a Lightning or a Bitcoin wallet and you have this as a first experience, then it's interesting that you can also use fiat money to fund your wallet. So it can be the bridge, the gap for people that aren't into the Bitcoin world. And I think that's needed to have them inside and see how easy it is to just pay for a chapter or pay for a few. So,
Or pay for an article, right?
Yeah, indeed. So, yeah, like Bitcoin
but
Focus.
If you use your credit card, for instance, then MASH automatically converts it to Bitcoin for you.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And Ton, you wanted to ask something about what you just saw, I think.
No. I think it's look very very smooth how they implemented it. So I really liked it.
Yeah. It's super easy. Yeah. I mean, I'm no developer at all, but especially now with, for instance, WordPress.
Absolutely.
A feature added. It's just a really small snippet of code to implement on your website.
Yeah, and it makes it easy for a lot of people that don't use those platforms like WordPress or TypeDream. It's those are can be people that aren't very tech savvy, and I think it's reinventing this in a way, a lot of people can use it. It really makes it super easy because, you just put the code in and then you can have the fun of Lightning because it is fun.
It really is fun.
Yeah, it is.
Your presentation was also fun, Edward.
Oh, thank you. They say you have only a couple of minutes. You must do it properly.
Nice work, mate.
But it was nice to show it to you guys. Let's get my script up and ready. Okay, let's continue.
Let's continue.
Connect the world.
Let's give a proper welcome to Ton. Ton, welcome to the show, man.
Ton.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, sure. And the first thing I wanted to ask you, because I saw you like to watch soccer or football, but I didn't know what team you're cheering for. So you live in North Brabant, so it could be PSV. Or
PSV indeed. Oh, so it was a hard question.
Yeah, that's why you doubted to answer yes. I saw the doubt in your face.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
PSV is the answer that you didn't want to give.
PSV is not doing very well, right, this season?
No, not very well indeed. So it's a hard season.
Yeah, but how come, man? Because the team, I mean, well, they don't have the best players of the league, but with Xabi Simons, for instance, a very talented midfielder.
Yeah, but also we have lost Gakpo, so
yeah, he scored twice for Liverpool. For Liverpool against Ten Hag and Manchester United.
Yeah.
So man, I'm cheering for Ajax. So but I also think that Feyenoord is going to win the league, unfortunately. But we can we can win the KNVB beker then, all right? And you also make a chance to win the KNVB beker. So
indeed.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you, because we share a Telegram group about mining Bitcoin in Holland. Which can be quite of a hassle with the racing electricity prices, obviously. But you are heating your home or parts of your home using an S9 miner. Can you tell us something about it?
Yeah, it's currently it's not very feasible, and the miner doesn't produce enough heat to heat the home. But at the beginning of the winter, when the temperatures were a little higher, then it was working very nice. So we switched off. How do I say? The heat, the normal heating.
Normal heat.
And turned on the miner, and it was silenced with some silent fans.
Yeah.
And
okay,
it's working
nice.
Very good, and I still use it in my home office.
Okay.
To heat only the office and not the rest of the home when the rest of the family is not at home.
Yeah, because did you downgrade, or how do you say it? Because of the fans, they make a lot of noise. Obviously, also the fans of the miner itself, but also from the power supply.
I replaced all the fans with silent fans, and put Brains OS on it, so you can tune it a little down.
Yeah.
So in my office, 500 watts is enough to make it more than comfortable. So
And then the noise is like 40 dB, or
It's when you turn it off, you think. Well, it's still a lot of noise, but during the day when I have Teams meetings, etc., it's good to have the noise, so it's fine.
Okay,
awesome, great to experiment with it. Yeah,
yeah, man.
Hey, and what's the story about the homemade candy dispenser? Because Steph put that question in, and I remembered Steph also playing with all those Ben Ark toys at the Bitcoin Amsterdam, but. But you played with it too, Tom.
Yeah, I built one myself, and my kids really liked it. So,
oh, but that makes me want to try it also, because candy inside a dispenser and then with lightning—that's fun.
Yeah, they have both their own wallet, and they really like it.
It's a way for you to earn the pocket money you give to them to earn them back, right?
Yeah, yeah. In the end, indeed, they are my own sets that I have gifted.
Circular economy, right?
Yeah, indeed, yeah.
with your own wallet.
Yeah, yeah, nice. Hey, and yeah, I also asked you if you have plans of building your own lightning-enabled beer tap in the near future. Not helping because I really did do nothing, but I was following the process of building the Satoshi Radio beer tap with Bart Mol, and it was very fun to follow. But it's quite a hassle, man. And I don't know how technical you are, but oh man, it took him some hours to figure out how to do
it. Yeah, and sometimes it doesn't work, right? Well, because they had a show.
Then he needs to phone Stein because something in the script isn't right or something like that. But But yeah, man, are you planning on building it? I mean, there was also
I didn't want to say no because I think at some time I will try it, but it's not on the short term list to do so.
Or a juice machine or something. You can go crazy with creativity, right? Because everything can work and can do.
I'm not that kind of a hardware guy, so for me it's probably also very hard to getting things done.
I think that the hardware part is maybe even more difficult to accomplish because I think Bart uses BTC Pay Server or something and he hacked the script, but it's all on GitHub obviously.
Yeah, and the board, the PCB board that he uses,
was the printed
first. Yeah, and it was a very easy one, the first one, but it tends to break, right?
Yeah.
Because it's not overheating very or something. Sophisticated.
But the good thing is I don't know, Ton, because next week we have the Satoshi Radio meetup.
Yeah,
and I don't know if you're attending that one because the beer tap will be there. Is there, so you can test it yourself.
Yeah, but I'm not there, unfortunately.
Well, more beer for me.
Steph, you're going to be there. So now you said it. Now you must say where it is, because if someone's listening
it's in Haarlem. It's at Café de Roemer in Haarlem.
Okay.
So if it would be nice
It
would be nice to meet some Connect the World people there. So
Of course.
Hey, Ton.
We'll just put it in the Telegram.
Yeah, sure. Ton, you're all about Lightning Checkout. And we have all kinds of questions for you within our 21 minutes. But maybe you can tell the people in a short way what Lightning Checkout is.
Lightning Checkout is a Bitcoin payment provider, native Lightning. So we don't do on-chain payments, only Lightning payments. And we do paywalls, web shops, and also physical stores. So it's currently what we support.
Perfect, man.
Cool. Awesome.
We are going to ask you all about Lightning Checkout. But it has to be in the 21 minutes, man. So if you are ready for the 21 minutes, we would really love to enter that part.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Cool. Let's do
it. Awesome. Let's do it.
Tilknet. Well.
Okay, let's start off with Lightning Checkout. You created it for a reason. Because you believe that in the future there will be a much bigger demand for Lightning payment solutions. But what in your eyes will be the trigger for more people wanting to pay with actual Lightning online?
Yeah, I think at first, I hope it's not only online, but also we are going to use it offline, so in physical stores.
Awesome.
In general, the increase of the adoption of Bitcoin will trigger more use of Lightning.
And do you think that it also helps if people see it on more places, right? And then perhaps also that helps to trigger more people into using it or make them curious about it?
Yeah, I definitely think that's the case. It's a little bit the chicken and egg problem.
Yeah.
Merchants are saying, nobody's asking for it. And people are saying, I can't pay it.
Yeah.
So, well, it's like the cafe that we went at when we were at Bitcoin Amsterdam, because now, of course, there isn't an event. So less people go there. We ask them, well... Does a lot of people use it still, and it's just a handful.
Yeah.
So that's yeah. But you believe that this will, time will tell, of course. But gradually, then suddenly, do you believe that?
Yeah, I believe awesome. It indeed, and I think in Europe we have fine payment conditions and solutions. But yeah. I think in developing countries, it's a real use case there currently already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it before because, talking about Bitcoin Amsterdam, it was actually quite easy to use and nice for people from abroad, you know, from people from the States that visited our meetup because, they brought their credit card. But then they had to pay high fees, etc. So even within Europe, it was still for a lot of people, it was easier to use Bitcoin than to use the traditional payment systems. So yeah, I agree with you that we don't have to complain, and especially when you compare our situation to the situation in the developing countries, but still. There are some situations wherein even for us, it's easier to use Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you explain the whole paying process? So how exactly does it work and what tools do you use to make it all happen?
Yeah. at first, when you look at the web shops, the customer integrates a plugin of us in their website, or they're using our point of sale terminal, which is web-based. And those tools communicate with our LMBits instance that generates the invoice. Next to that, the LMBits is talking to our Core Lightning node to process the Lightning transaction. And all parts come together in our backend portal. There we track all the transactions and also facilitate the payouts to the merchants once a day. so that's in short how the payment process is working.
So you don't custody the set, right? It's only process them. So every merchant or everyone accepting Bitcoin through your service has to have their own wallet. Lightning wallet.
Yeah, I keep it. I pay out everything once a day.
Yeah.
So that's the custodial part. But I don't want to store bitcoins of other people. So
no.
Of course. Yeah. And how many businesses are using the Lightning checkout nowadays? Do you expect it to grow any further this year?
I hope so, because currently only approximately 10 companies are using it.
Okay.
I hope and expect this will grow in the future.
Yeah.
And I hope soon.
Yeah. And you have some big competition, right? From even from within Holland, because we also have Bitkassa here.
Indeed.
Live. So I don't know. Do you? Talk to Patrick van Meijden, which was a guest on a show also previous
year. Launched it I had a phone call with him and discussed some regulatory things to make sure I didn't do anything illegal. And he was very helpful, so that was very nice. I don't see it as a competitor, but just someone who's also working on increasing adoption.
But that's so nice because I we hear that a lot, Edward. We talk to a lot of people from within the space, building products that are quite similar to each other, but no one is seeing each other from as a competitor. So we all work together to just drive adoption and to just learn from each other. And
well, it's so early, and that learning from each other really helps to get the whole ecosystem further along. So I think that's a good thing for now. To all have our project, but also talk to each other. That's important. Yeah, and is there also a solution to get paid in fiat without the need for a KYC, or not through the? Because you said the Lightning Checkout is paying in sats, right?
Yeah, in sats, but we also have the possibility to pay out in stable coins.
Okay.
But not in fiat, because then we need a registration, and that costs a lot of money. So
I skipped that step. A lot of headache.
Also.
Yeah.
So we when I started Lightning Checkout, I thought of problems merchants would have with accepting Bitcoin, and one of the problems I saw was the volatility. So I wanted to take that argument away for accepting Bitcoin as a payment method. And that's why I implemented the stablecoin part.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And is this also something that you see that merchants who are using your service as of now are using, or are those merchants...
None of them.
Okay. Perfect. So your orange pill worked out pretty well.
But when you look at the current customers, they all were already familiar with Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And orange pilling new merchants is really hard.
Yeah, especially
if the stable coins can help.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. So that takes the volatility argument away, but still they tell me, why would I do it? The current system is working fine.
But you're missing out all the people that want to pay with sats.
Yeah.
And if you have a product that is worldwide or something, digitally or whatever, then you potentially could have a lot more customers.
Yeah.
So I think if we go orange pilling, then we just bring you and you explain the technical part, and we'll just help them and you.
And you also built the servers going Dutch. Can you explain what this typical Dutch saying means and what this service is all about?
Love the name.
Yeah. In the Netherlands, we split bills when we are in a restaurant. Yeah. And that's the English people make fun of it and calling it going Dutch. So it's a splitting bill service. And when I looked for an international name, it was really easy when I found going Dutch. I think this is it.
Yeah, perfect.
And it's just, what does this say about the Dutch people? I mean, you just have to pay for everybody. No, going Dutch, let's split the bill. No, but it's really accustomed here. A lot of people do that. So,
I was thinking, because it's website based, right? So you can just go to the website, and then everyone can just fill in the total amount, and it will automatically say if you divide it into X amount of persons, how much each person has to pay, right?
Yeah, indeed. When you enter the amount and the number of people, it generates a URL, which you can share. And if you share it, someone has to enter his name, and then an invoice is generated. So you also can see who is paid.
Yeah.
Awesome. Nice. Does it also use LNBits?
Yeah, it's also using LNBits. Okay. And paying out immediately. So when the funds are received on my node, I register who has paid, and then via Lightning address, I send the funds to the initiator.
Okay. Yeah, so it also works with Lightning address.
Yeah.
Nice. Great. And the fun thing is, because always I was at Café de Rumor again last Friday with Bart Mol from Satoshi Radio. We had dinner there, and we
we set up the lightning beer tap and all. And but we always make sure that we both pay. So we have one bill, and then we let the restaurant split the bill, and then we both pay a half of the bill
individually.
Yeah, and you know why? Not because we are cheap Dutchies, but we want as much lightning payments as possible there. So
because it counts as another transaction.
We had two payments that day, right? So that's why we split it. So not because we are Dutch, because we want to have as much lightning payments as possible. So so that's also a way of thinking about using your servers then. And besides going Dutch, you also built ellenshort.it. This is a redirect service. What is it for, and what does it solve?
For me, that was the starting point of developing against the Lightning Network. So for me, it was just looking into the possibilities of LN URL. So for the payments, we use LN URL Pay. Mm-hmm. You could, because the functionality is disabled currently, put a number of sets in your account and withdraw it also.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and also the account system is based on LN URL out. So so you can log in with your wallet as well. But that was, for me, it was just trying out all the parts and see if I can develop an integrated solution. And that worked, and it's still online. So, but I don't, and it's not currently on active development.
Okay.
So you're really a real problem solver because all these problems exist, and there are solutions for it, and your solutions and services seems really to focus on expanding the use and adoption, but making it easier is the most important thing. Do you believe that making things easier to use will be the ultimate driver for more adoption worldwide, if you look at all other products from other companies as well?
I think making it easy will definitely be a good driver. When I started developing against the Lightning Network, you mainly saw technical tools for node management, etc., but not really real life applications. The only one I can remember of was the Polo Feed. I don't know if you know it. So that was really the only place where you could online spend your sets. So that's why I thought we need real life use cases to show the world what the possibilities are. So that's why I started developing in the way I did.
Cool. And some of your services can help both developing countries as countries with a more stable fiat system, as the Netherlands, for example. But are you also busy developing, or are you planning developing specifically for developing countries, for example, building point of sale solutions?
Don't have plans for it. Currently, I'm focused on a local approach, so in Brabant, in the Netherlands.
But
I would love to help developing countries with their problems. So if there's anybody listening who needs a solution, please let me know. I would love to help.
Cool.
And you're saying you're busy in Brabant because earlier you said it's also possible to use Lightning Checkout at in a physical way. Is it also integrated in some kind of terminal or something?
The physical stores are using a web-based point of sale system. So it's the standard point of sale terminal from Ellenbits, with some GUI that's from us. But it's working very nice.
Awesome.
Can you elaborate? Sorry, Edward. What advantages this offers to merchants? So using the web-based point of sale terminal.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is that they don't need a separate device. So for merchants who are wanted to accept Bitcoin, it's very easy to adopt. and I don't know if you have the same experience, but in summer when you're on the terrace, there's always Wi-Fi problems with terminals.
Absolutely, yeah.
So when you have a phone which in with a mobile carrier, then you don't have the problem anymore. So perhaps that's also very nice.
Yeah, that's those are real problems indeed. And I remember Steph also the Ben Ark with his point of sale solution that is offline. That's also super interesting. Yeah. We tried it with developer of Breeze yesterday. It was really fun to use.
Yeah, I have one myself at home as well. Yeah, and it's working very nice. So.
Yeah, it's awesome, right? It gives you code, and then that code is the payment.
Yeah,
the PIN. It's if somebody wants to see it, just check our YouTube channel. There's a small, very short movie of live in action.
Yeah.
Hey, and what are you working on right now? Are you working on something new?
Currently, I am working on another payout method. We have now via Lightning address the payouts and via stablecoins. But I also want to facilitate payments on chain, so they can be sent right to the hardware wallet of the merchant. So we are currently testing payouts via Deezy. They have a very easy to use API, and it can easily be integrated in our portal. So the development is done, and currently it's in the testing phase.
But the fun thing is, because I know that the guys from Bitkassa, they had an option to pay out to an on-chain address, but they decided to stop that service and only focus on Lightning. And you guys are going the other way around. You are going to.
At least I think there will be some demand, but still, what I experienced during the development is that predicting the cost of the payout is very hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And even now with the full
inscriptions and ordinals.
We never talk about it, man.
I saw in the chat this.
Yeah.
I saw the mempool. Someone posted a picture of a screenshot of the mempool, and I have to check it because it was so crazy, man. I saw. Oh yeah, here it is. This is a transaction, and to get in that block, you must pay between 31 to 9K set per VByte. So someone who actually did pay the 9K for that transaction. So he paid. almost 10 million sats for one transaction. That's $2,200.
I mean, then to making things cheaper, not the other way around. But well,
I think I'll stick with Lightning.
And what is in your eyes the best way to get more businesses to accept Lightning, except for all the advantages by using Lightning checkout, of course, but besides the advantages you provide?
What I said before, I think it's the chicken egg problem. Yeah. So I think we as Bitcoiners should spend our Bitcoins and replace them. That will be one of the main drivers to get more businesses into Lightning. And on the other hand, Lightning Checkout and also Bitkassa and all the other payment providers will work on the merchant side to increase adoption.
Hey, and you hear the TikTok. Have here a question. There was something that I was thinking about. You're using Core Lightning as the node for Lightning Checkout. Why did you choose Core Lightning?
I started with BTC Pay and LND.
Yeah.
And afterwards, indeed, I just wanted to try Core Lightning. But when I ran it and had it set it up, it was really a struggle in the beginning. It was running very smoothly. Still, it's sometimes hard to find some tools which can support the node management. So it's a lot of command line work. But I think in the future there will be more solutions to support node operators on Core Lightning as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Great. Well, we had a lot of more questions, of course, about Lightning Network and LNBits, but maybe some other time would be great. And then I reckon that you have a lot of more services out there that we can talk about.
And a lot more mergers aboard.
It's inspiring because there are a lot of people that are busy with Lightning and want to build something, and we need more use cases. So I think it's great that you've been with.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom.
It was nice to be here.
Cool.
Tom,
we have still one question left for you.
Yeah.
And the fun thing is, you may choose yourself which question would like to have asked. You can choose from Jesse De Witt. He is a Lightning developer at Breeze, one of our previous guests also. Well, they all are one of our previous guests, but... Hakuna, he's from TunnelSets. He's a VPS, right, Edward?
VPN.
VPN server for your node. And then we have Thomas Jessifer, and he's from Emboss.space.
Ooh, that's hard.
Yeah. all technical questions.
Yeah, most likely. I will go for the one of Thomas Jessifer, because we really like Emboss.
Cool.
Awesome.
Let's go for
it. Okay, here it comes.
The question I have for you is, what's more important on the Lightning Network, to have more nodes or more capacity?
Interesting. And tricky.
Yeah.
And you didn't have some time to prepare this.
No, so I have to think about it. But
So more nodes or more capacity? Yeah.
I would say for decentralization, more nodes.
Yeah.
With enough capacity, but
of course.
Normally more nodes automatically means more capacity, thinking of every node runner would put some sets on his node, right? So yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I think I go indeed for more nodes.
Okay.
Yeah.
To add to the discussion, there are some people that think, well, there's now 5,000 Bitcoin inside Lightning Network. That's okay. We can use the infrastructure and we don't need any more. But there are also people that say, like Graham Krycek from Voltage, we're going to use, it's going to be possible to have a huge amount of Bitcoin and sets in the future to be able to put it and move it on the Lightning Network. But of course, then you need capacity.
Yeah.
Not only a lot of nodes.
No.
And slow nodes are not nodes that you want to use. No. So a high capacity, a lot of nodes, and all running tunnel sets and with hybrid mode super fast. Well, thanks.
Connect the word.
Yeah, Tom, where can people follow you? Can you maybe share your Twitter or website?
Yeah, people can find me on Twitter via LN Checkout and on lightningcheckout.eu. And if they would like to test their Going Dutch, then it's goingdutch.pm.
Yeah.
Awesome. Definitely going
to
use
it. And of course, everyone's going to use it, even if it is only to get as much Lightning payments as possible. So
we can try it next time, Steph.
Yeah, sure.
We're eating somewhere.
Sure.
Hey, and thanks for listening to everyone. Thanks to all members participating also in the Satoshi Radio Rings of Fire. And of course, thanks to everyone helping to connect the world with us. If you like our content, then please support us in our mission. Visit our website, connecttheworld.live, where you can also donate and subscribe, like, and share our content on your favorite platform. We need you to complete our mission, connect the world, and use Lightning Checkout, and keep those nodes running, sets flowing, and rings burning. And see you all next week on this same Lightning channel. Tovidenia, Tom.
Bye, thanks.